Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for our weekly update of the entrepreneurial activity in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder and CEO of Swamp Fox, an entrepreneur-centric business news service. And he joins us by phone now from his office in the swamp in Greenville, South Carolina. John, hello.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar there.
Well, there's some really cool news from the swamp down in Charleston. The Medical University of South Carolina has announced a record number of patents, 69, for fiscal year 2015. Their prior record was 33 patents, which was actually the year before. And that's really encouraging to see, isn't it? Because we've been making investments in the state for a long time to kind of get to this point. So it's good to actually see this start to happen.
Can you share with us what some of these patents are?
Well, you know, it's in a variety of areas, therapies for brain and spinal cord injuries, cancer and leg ulcers, in a number of different companies. One, for example, Alexion Pharmaceuticals, is actually the licensee of 38 of these patents. And they're not only in the United States, but they're around the world. So they're, you know, beginning to protect intellectual property developed at MUSC, you know, wherever it might be. For this company, it's a group of soluble and cell surface proteins to do with like autoimmune diseases and injuries.
One company has already licensed 38 out of these 69 new patents that MUSC has received?
Yeah, they were issued at the same time. So oftentimes companies will license intellectual property from a university, and they'll do that before the patent's even issued, right? If we're going to do work on this, if we're going to try to create a market for it, you know, we'll end up with a license agreement. And oftentimes the companies end up paying a lot of the cost. They're actually owned by the research foundation at MUSC. It's called the Foundation for Research Development. They call it the FRD. You know, and the people working in these organizations are really premier. I mean, one of the ladies mentioned in the MUSC release was Jessie Goodwin. She's a technology development officer. She's got a PhD in biomedical engineering from Stony Brook University. She's been involved in postdoctoral research at the Harvard MIT Division of Sciences and Technology. She spent the last 5 years with an intellectual property consulting firm where she focused on medical devices. So it's really good to have, you know, somebody with this type of expertise and skill in Charleston at MUSC helping to try to commercialize the intellectual property.
There are still 31 other patents. You haven't mentioned any business opportunities there?
Another thing that MUSC has is a Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. It's run by Tom Finnegan, and it's an infrastructure that's trying to help find startup companies around some of these patents. You know, that's something that most universities have, a similar kind of capability. So there's a group over here that actually owns the intellectual property of the university, and they license it. And that might be to a major corporation. It might be to an entrepreneurial company. But then there's also infrastructure that really focuses on the entrepreneurial side. You know, how do we get these things up and running, and especially the things that are novel and different. There's another piece of this that's very interesting as well. It's called the South Carolina Clinical and Translational Research Institute. They call it SCTR. And what it is a collaboration across the state of universities and affiliate organizations. So MUSC, Clemson, University of South Carolina, SC State, Claflin, some 9 university centers, Greenwood Genetics Center, Health Sciences South Carolina, the VA Medical Center, SDRA. They're working together trying to foster innovations that are really going to improve the health of people in South Carolina, but then more broadly as well. So it's really good to see universities and others all working together trying to solve really big problems in the world. And that's going to be important to having, you know, high-impact innovations that grow and develop in South Carolina.
And our congratulations certainly go out to MUSC on their success with all of these patent issuances. John, how's that event calendar look for our business community?
Well, speaking of healthcare and biotechnology, SC Bio's annual conference is coming up in November, and it will be in Charleston. And so if listeners would like to plug into all this exciting activity, that's just a great way to do it. You'll have all the major players in the state down at the SC Bio annual meeting. And then in the upstate, we have the Innovision Awards that are coming up, and that's another way to plug in to, you know, lots of innovators in the region. And listeners can find links at your website.
John, thanks a lot for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder and CEO of Swampbox, an entrepreneur-centric business news service. And he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his companies posted at our website so you can learn more. And our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.